Have you ever tried to schedule an annual inspection in January? Every shop is booked, every hangar is full, and your airplane sits on the ramp waiting its turn. Now imagine that problem, but you have 300 aircraft and a deadline. I'm Tower, and this is Otis on Radio Hangar. British Airways announced big plans to bring Starlink connectivity to its fleet. SpaceX's satellite internet, the same system that's been turning heads in general aviation and bizjet circles, was supposed to land on more than 300 BA aircraft by March of 2028. Sounds ambitious. Turns out it might be too ambitious. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. In the first 9 weeks of the retrofit program, British Airways managed to equip just 5 aircraft with Starlink hardware, 5 out of more than 300, and the bottleneck isn't the technology. It's not a supply chain issue with the antennas. It's hangar space. This is one of those stories where the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Installing satellite internet hardware on an airliner isn't like bolting a portable ADS-B receiver to your glare shield. You're cutting into the fuselage, you're running wiring, you're doing structural modifications that require the aircraft to be inside a hangar, sometimes for days. And British Airways, like most major carriers, doesn't have hangars sitting empty waiting for projects like this. Those hangars are booked solid with scheduled heavy maintenance, C-checks, D-checks, engine swaps, all the work that keeps a fleet of that size airworthy and on schedule. The math is brutal. 5 planes in 9 weeks means roughly 1 aircraft every 12 days. At that pace, fitting 300 airplanes would take almost 10 years. They have less than 3 to hit their target. Now, why should you care about a British Airlines Wi-Fi upgrade? A couple of reasons. First, this is a case study in what happens when airlines commit to fleet-wide modifications without securing the maintenance infrastructure to execute them. We see echoes of this in general aviation all the time. The FAA issues an airworthiness directive, and suddenly every shop that can do the work has a 6-month backlog. Scale matters, and so does planning for it. Second, Starlink in aviation is a trend that's accelerating across the industry. JSX has it, Hawaiian Airlines has been installing it. Several business aviation operators are adopting it. The technology works. The question is always installation capacity. If you fly behind a panel that's been waiting for an avionics upgrade, you understand this dynamic intimately. The gear exists, the hands to install it are the constraint. Third, and this is the piece that connects to the broader industry, hangar space is becoming one of the most valuable commodities in aviation worldwide, not just for airlines. General aviation airports are fighting over hangar construction permits, FBOs are expanding. MRO facilities, that's maintenance, repair, and overhaul shops, are at capacity globally. Boeing and Airbus keep delivering new aircraft, but the physical infrastructure to maintain them hasn't kept pace. British Airways is reportedly exploring options to speed things up, contracting with third-party MRO providers, potentially sending aircraft to facilities outside the United Kingdom, and looking at ways to reduce the downtime per installation. But each of those solutions introduces its own complications. Different regulatory oversight, ferry flights that burn fuel and flight hours, quality control across multiple facilities, there's also a financial pressure here. Airlines that have marketed Starlink as a premium feature are competing for passengers who increasingly expect reliable high-speed internet at cruise altitude. Every month of delay is a month where competitors who figured out the hangar problem are pulling ahead. For those of us in the GA world, there's a practical takeaway. If you're planning any modification that requires hangar time, whether it's a Garmin panel upgrade, an engine conversion, or even just a paint job, book early. The shops that do quality work are not getting less busy. The global demand for aviation maintenance capacity is only going one direction, and it's the same direction British Airways is struggling with right now. Up. This one came from the team over at Simple Flying. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.